And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
3. Sewn rhesus. What do you know about it? Well, we're going to be talking about that in this week's Feature of the Week. I'm Cindy Menzel, and I'm speaking with Spandan Chakrabarty. Now, sewn rhesus has been here for almost 25 years, if I'm correct about that, and it's to provide a gap in dental assistance for low-income coastsiders, including farm workers. And from what I understand and see on your website, which is sewnrhesusdental.org, you provide pediatric, adult and geriatric dentistry, and oral health outreach. So one of the things we talked about was your access to care. So can you share who exactly do you serve and what do you do for them?
So our access to care is clinic-based as well as community-based. The clinic-based part of it, we have a clinic, one in Half Moon Bay, which is where we got started in 2001. We also have a clinic in San Mateo, and we have a once-a-week pop-up clinic in Pescadero that serves farm workers. And the vast majority of the patients that we serve are low-income children, families, elderly folks, people who have public dental insurance, for example, DentaCal or Medi-Cal Dental or HPSM. And that's about 3/4 of our patients. And altogether throughout the county, we do about 15,000 visits a year. That's not 15,000 people. That is 15,000 visits, because our mission is to be a dental home for people, and hopefully people are going to the dentist for regular cleanings and so forth as well. So
you go into the schools, yeah. And you do what do you do when you go into the schools?
Right. Our school-based screening program is for school children and priority schools mostly, but we also have children who are priority children, low-income children who may not necessarily be in a, free lunch qualified school or whatnot. And those screening programs where dental professionals will screen the children, their mouths with a mirror and a tongue, mm-hmm. And see if there's dental issues. And that helps us catch early dental problems. It helps us then talk to the families when we follow up and educate the entire family about dental hygiene and the importance of it, and get people care if they need it, and get them connected to care if we can't take them in our clinics, because our clinics are very, very full. But if we can't take them, then we have warm handovers to HPSM, which is Health Plan of San Mateo, or other providers.
Dental services. Mm-hmm. I was reading that you have almost more capacity than you have resources, and that you do a variety of generational services. And we talked a little bit about that. You work with multiple generations within a family, or do you? I saw you do adult and geriatric. So, what do you do with adult and geriatric services and resources?
Within our clinic patients, about 40% of the visits are children, and about 1 in 5 are older people, and the rest are a whole range of services, clinical dentistry. So from cleaning to if you need an extraction, if you need a crown and whatnot. So that's a range of services. We also have services available for people with mobility issues. We have limited funding for that, but we will come out with our mobile dental van and provide some services. Also, our San Mateo clinic actually has a Hoyer lift that if a patient is in a wheelchair and is not able to move from it, the lift will move the patient from their wheelchair and put them in the dental chair to provide the services, which is particularly important for seniors with mobility issues.
Well, it is. So you have a mobile dental van, and if someone wants to access that or have access to some of these resources besides your sewnrhesusdental.org, how else do they access that? Through dentists or right. Through where do they get the information on it?
So the mobile dental van, as I said, we actually just acquired a van. We've always had mobile dentistry services for, but those okay. are fairly limited. We do like maybe 10 to 15 cases of those a year, just because of a limited funding that's available for those. And the way that people access our clinical services, either they're coming through our HPSM, Health Plan of San Mateo. They're existing patients. We are very full right now. Like I said, the only channels we're currently accepting new patients through is if someone cancels and a spot opens up, or through internal referrals. We are looking to grow our capacity so that we can open up to new patients, because that really is our goal. And we keep hearing from not just people in the community, but from our staff as well. You know, we come from these communities as well. And when we're not accepting new people, that means we're not accepting being able to see some of our neighbors or whatnot. And so we're working very diligently toward that. But that takes a little bit of time. It takes funding to add capacity.
So do you have you've worked in this for quite a while. Do you have any fun success stories or something that you would like to share just to showcase how amazing the services are and the great impact you have on the community?
Yeah, I will. We see a lot of kids, for example, when we do school screenings, that are new immigrants to the country. And recently, last year, we saw a child who, it was a six-year-old child, and she had pain. And her mom showed up to the screening thinking, hey, are you guys going to pull her tooth now? Because the family is from Guatemala, and they don't. That's what they kind of went in expecting. And we explained that, no, you know, this is a screening. But then we got a call from the family about the child being up at night and crying. And she came in. Our care coordinator found her an appointment. And our dental director actually gave up his lunch, as well as one of our dental assistants, whose family is also from Guatemala, gave up their lunch to stay and work on the child. And recently, the family had visited us because we thought it was a great story, and we wanted to talk to them about their story. We had Supervisor Dave Pine in the office at the same time. And they met each other in the hallway, and the mom, who was Spanish-speaking, said through a translator, hey, can I say something to him? And she pointed to Supervisor Pine. And we said, of course. And she said that because of what San Recess has done for me and my family, I feel welcome in my new country. Not just, you know, in this you know, dentistry place, but in my new country. And that stopped me in my tracks.
And this community welcomed her through San Recess.
Yes. And I'm an immigrant. I moved to this country when I was in my mid-teens with my family. And I very distinctly remember spaces back then that I went to that made me feel welcome, and spaces that did not. And so I related to that quite a bit.
Well, and going to the dentist is scary in the first place, but it is so important to our health overall. And in addition to providing these resources, now you told me you were also providing some future professionals opportunities to go into the dentistry field. What about, can you share about the future professionals program that you're putting together?
So our future professionals program brings either college students or people who may be in the early stages of either practicing dentistry. We also have registered nurses that can participate in this. So they're either students or early career folks. That mostly comes out to the field when we do screenings. And I keep talking about screenings because we do a lot of this. We do 3,500 screenings a year.
Oh, my.
So and they get to interact with the community right then and there and see what community service is about. And we also, at times, we have opportunities in the clinic. Like last summer, we had an intern who was a college student but had also been a San Recess patient for a long time.
Uh-huh.
So when the internship opened up, she wanted to do it. And then the internship, she's like, I want to pursue healthcare now. So it's...
That's lovely. So if people want to volunteer, I see that they having a language is important. You have people who speak Spanish and Cantonese and Korean. So tell me about the volunteer opportunities. And, of course, if someone wants to donate to San Recess, please.
So if you want to donate, I'm actually the person who is responsible for fundraising. As I was saying, because we serve the community and we take public insurance, insurance revenue covers about 60% of our operating expenses. The other 40%, we fundraise.
Okay.
Because we want to make sure people get quality services regardless of what their ability to pay. And so easiest way to donate is go to sunresusdental.org. There is a donate button. Please click on it. I'd love to welcome you as a donor and a partner. Volunteering, one of the key ways to volunteer is through our outreach program. If you're an aspiring professional, you can the interns and fellows program. There are also opportunities to every time we see someone in the field in schools, there is a little hygiene goodie bag we give them. So those goodie bags have to be put together, 3,500 of them a year. So there's volunteers opportunities for that. So, and we have an event that happens in September, September 21st. It's called Cooking for a Cause. And we need event volunteers to help us as well. So, and if you want to get in touch with us, go to our website, sunresusdental.org, and go to contact, and there's a contact form you can fill out, and I'll be in touch with you.
Perfect. Okay. So for this feature of the week, we've been talking about Sonresis, which provides dental services for low-income coastsiders and farm workers here on the coast side. And I've been speaking with Spandon
Chakrabarty.
Thank you. And this is Cindy Menzel. Have a good day.
Sonresis Dental Health, a nonprofit dental center dedicated to providing access to quality dental care for low-income coastside residents, and our feature story of the week. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson.